This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the legislation to come from the first regular session of the 103rd General Assembly and preview the upcoming extra session of the 103rd General Assembly.
Beyond the budget, I also want to brag on the caucus a little bit.
And it shouldn't override the things that we lost in House Bill 19.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Tony Luchtmeyer of Parkville says House Bills 594 and 508 relates to taxation.
This bill eliminates the state income tax on capital gains starting next year, meaning that if you sell investments, land, or other investments, those gains will be 100% tax deductible from your Missouri taxes.
He adds Senate Bill 79 relates to health care.
Solution that allows organizations like the Missouri Farm Bureau to offer more affordable health benefit plans to their members. Those plans are already working in other states, and it will be especially valuable for rural families who are self-employed in Missouri, small business owners who have been struggling with skyrocketing premiums.
Senator Luchtmeyer also says Senate Bill 22, which has already been signed into law, relates to summary statements for statewide ballot measures.
This is a new law that brings critical reforms to the ballot initiative process, ensuring that fairness, clarity, and integrity when we are dealing with constitutional amendments that are proposed and put before voters. It's a major win for protecting Missouri's Constitution from outside special interests.
Earlier this week, the governor called lawmakers back to Jefferson City for an extra session to address stadium funding, severe weather, and other funding priorities. Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City talks about the economic incentives that could be part of this extra session.
I'm one of those people, I believe in the greater good. And while the Chiefs do bring a significant economic impact, as well as the Royals, the greater economic good is to put a hospital down in the rural parts of our state, is to make sure that we have obstetrics care north of U.S. 36, to make sure that we get the $48 million that we still need to do the mental health hospital in Kansas City.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis also has some thoughts about this extra session.
That deals with the issues that affect the people. House Bill 19, all of those things that was taken away from the people. That was a $500 million allocation for things around the state that was going to benefit the people that they're not going to get. Those issues.
Senator Maggie Nirenberg of Kansas City says she can see a need for the incentives that could be a part of this extra session.
I want to be really clear. Obviously, I represent Clay County. We've been talking about the Clay County Sports Authority since the very beginning of session. I want to be abundantly clear. There was a path today to get that stadium financing done. We had a very clear path to get that done.
Extra session is set to start at noon on Monday. By Missouri law, an extraordinary session can last as long as 60 calendar days. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.